North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today, and especially today as I have on the line with me David Rubin, with Heroes Strong. Of course, you know that my background is a law enforcement officer. It was 21 years ago last month that I finished police academy down in Selma, Alabama. I served for several police departments. I dedicated my life to serving as a law enforcement officer, and now I have an opportunity through the Mark Wyatt Show to try to help my fellow first responders, and I'm glad to be able to use my show in this way. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, David Rubin.
Thank you so much, Hero Mark. We are a nonprofit organization called Hero Strong, and I just want to first off start off by saying thank you for being our hero. Thank you for your service to you and your family. You heroes are why we are Hero Strong. So it's an honor to be on the Mark Wyatt Show. We're thankful for you to use your platform and your experiences so we can get more love to our everyday heroes that sacrifice everything for us, we the people. So again, thank you.
I appreciate you saying that, David. And your passion comes through the line here. Where does that passion come from when it comes to honoring and recognizing these heroes?
Well, when we talk about our heroes, and when a Hero Strong represents five different branches. So yes, our law enforcement officers, our fire department, our medical professionals, our educators, and our military and our veterans. So that's what makes up Hero Strong, our everyday heroes. And we get to live out the American dream. We get to do what we want because of the selflessness, the sacrifice, and the strength that you heroes make for us, the people. We are safe. We are smarter. We are stronger because of all you heroes. And I'm a youth baseball coach. I coached baseball for the last 15 years. My background is I'm a muscle specialist, performance coach. So I'm around a lot of different people, athletes all the time. And it's you heroes that are the true heroes. You heroes are the ones that are making sure that we are able to be free.
David, how long have you been a part of Hero Strong? When was it established?
So Hero Strong actually started, the roots was in 2017 after Hurricane Irma here in Central Florida. It all started on a Facebook post saying, who wants to come together to thank our local businesses and our everyday heroes? And 5 weeks later, we put together a 3-day weekend event right here in Central Florida, Orlando. It was called Wekiva Strong, and it was just absolutely incredible. And we were on a live radio station, and during this radio station, we had one of our fire department heroes was there, Seminole County Fire Department, and their lieutenant looks at me on live radio and says, "In 29 years of service, I have never seen anything like this done." And I looked at him. I was like, "Are you serious? Basically, my entire life, we can't say our thank you to you?" So Wekiva Strong started in 2017. We did a three-day weekend event in November. We actually did a round two the following year, so 2018. And then more people, more organizations and businesses are like, "What are you doing? This is incredible. We want to be a part of this. We want to donate." And we really couldn't accept anything. So next thing you know, the following week, we were sitting in a law firm, Kendrick Law Group. Want to give a shout out to you all. And they're like, "This is incredible. We want to help you. We want to make this happen." So basically, like overnight, we went from Wekiva Strong to becoming a nonprofit 501c3 called Hero Strong. So that was launched in 2019.
Wow, David. And just to let you know, the Mark White Show started November 2017 as well. So we're on the same path as far as the time we've been doing this.
Life is amazing. It's really been incredible. Like I said, I'm around a lot of youth athletes, and our youth athletes really need to see the right role models. And when people show up, whether they're in uniform or on time or respectful, doing proper handshakes, looking people in the eyes, being respectful, that's what you heroes live by. So it's a huge opportunity to really not only educate the world, but also to show real life experiences. So we are honored to honor you heroes.
So going back to that firefighter that sat with you and said, "I haven't heard that before in my 29 years of service," when it came to a thank you, what have you seen be accomplished over the past 4 years as Hero Strong has moved forward from that very special moment back in November 2017?
To have somebody reach out and have a conversation with me and says, "You are bringing back the pride and accomplishment that has faded over the years. You all bringing attention to the public has helped us as a department. You have taught me and gave me back my purpose from one of our hero veterans, one of our female veterans," and to be there for our heroes and to have a whole nonprofit platform that we can say that you are why we are here. You are why we are Hero Strong. That is the most inspiring, heartfelt message. And so many people are like, "What are you doing for our heroes?" But giving love and support to our heroes, we use the hashtag priceless. We give out gold Hero Strong medals. November's our big Thank You Heroes weekend. And we're actually having our next event's going to be April 16th, our Thank You Hero ceremony, because we didn't have it this past November. We want to do it right. So we're going to be rolling out the gold Hero Strong carpet, not the red carpet, the gold Hero Strong carpet in November, April 16th, in what we call Strongwood, Florida, Longwood, Florida, our home of Hero Strong, and give out gold hero medals. We write out a check that says there's no price for what our heroes do for us. It's made to priceless. And that is everything in a nutshell, because we can write you all a $1 million check. And yes, it might help you. Yes, you might go travel or pay some of your bills. But majority of our heroes are going to continue to serve us. And that's why we need to really connect the community and really educate the community on how important and how powerful and really just how incredible you individuals are. And that's why we call you heroes.
David, as I go through the Heroes Strong page, I see a lot of people who are supporting this effort, and that means that you have a really great team that has joined you in this effort. Let's talk about this team of people who are part of Heroes Strong.
It grows every single day. It's absolutely incredible. And with social media, we are connected globally. We're not just even nationwide. We're talking to you right now. People know about us. And our team is, our fundraising director is an Army veteran. We do a flag retirement ceremony, which next year is going to be our fourth annual flag retirement ceremony, which is absolutely one of the most patriotic, heartfelt events that we do. And that's by a captain from the Army, which I have learned so much through. We have, one of our firefighters is on board. His wife is a medical professional. So we have heroes that are wanting to be involved with this, which is the biggest honor, because everything that we do as an organization is to honor our heroes. And then when our heroes, and it's somebody like yourself, that we this is an honor to be on your show. That's getting the message out there. And that's also not even getting the message out there, but you all are feeling the love and appreciation we have for you all. We have a citizen that's our HOP director. We do heroes oversee packages. So we send out once a month, we send out packages to our military bases overseas so we can bring America and love to our heroes that are out there fighting for our freedom and winning our freedom for us all. So we have a team that continues to grow. We just partnered up with an organization in Sanford, Florida. Yes, in Orlando, Ladies 327. And they're a nonprofit organization to help other nonprofits. I actually have a meeting later today. We're building our website. So we still haven't even put our website out there to the world. We are growing every single day. And through just interactions and social media, yes, and just giving love in our events and our ceremonies, our team grows every single day. So I know it's going to grow right now. So I just want to say thank you again to you.
Absolutely. Glad to do it. Right now we have on the line with us David Rubin. He is the founder of Heroes Strong. We're talking to him about our heroes, our first responders, teachers, those that they're supporting, military members through this very special nonprofit organization. Will you stick with me, David, as we go into the next segment?
Absolutely. Let's go, Heroes.
All right, let's go, Heroes. Folks, you are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good to
be. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day. Finish
finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm very glad to have this guest on the line with me right now. His name's David Rubin, and he is the founder of Heroes Strong. It's a 501c3 nonprofit. We're glad to have him on the show today to talk about what he is doing and his team of people are doing for our heroes, our everyday heroes. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, David Rubin.
Yes, I just got chills right all over my body because you are one of our heroes. You know what it's like to put on the uniform. You know what it's like to go out there and protect and serve. So our law enforcement officers, our fire department educators, medical professionals, and our military. Our tagline is, because a thank you is not enough. You can go out there and be our heroes. We got to do more from a community standpoint. We have to show you all what a real thank you is. And now we officially have a platform to do that through our ceremonies, through our events, through our Facebook pages, our social media. We're building our website as we speak. We do packages for our heroes, gifts for our heroes. So we want to do more for our everyday heroes because a thank you is not enough. And wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I agree completely. And I was just thinking back to 21 years ago when I started as a police officer. Mark White, the 21-year-old, had no idea about what he was about to get into, and working for the departments that I did, having the experiences that I did, they helped me. Yes, they helped me be able to talk to you today to recognize what you're doing through Hero Strong, but there's also that challenge, and there's things that weigh on you while you're serving. And one of the things I try to do through my show is also recognize some of the issues that first responders can acquire through serving. And so that thank you goes a long way. It means a lot. I know it does because I was out there when a kid would give me a piece of candy and tell me thank you for serving. Those things stuck with me. They're still with me today, these 21 years later, those experiences I had. And I know that there are firefighters and EMTs and dispatchers and military members and those who are educators in those fields who need that thank you so very much right now.
They do. They put everything on the line. They sacrifice their life for us, for we the people, and we have to be there for them. They're there for us, and we're all stronger together. It's very, very simple. And our mission statement is coming together for everyday heroes and their families for what they do for us, because the families sacrifice so much too. So when we have our heroes running down the gold Hero Strong carpet, and we have our youth and community members and even some heroes out there holding signs, and we're giving love and recognition, and whoever comes to our Thank You Heroes ceremony, they get honored. We had, we're here in Orlando, Florida. We had FDNY Hero was in the house. We had West Palm Beach in the house. We actually had NYPD was on one of our meeting calls when we were planning some of these events. So anybody that comes to our events get honored, and that's a really cool opportunity. And even when we have our military out there, we have our law enforcement, they're representing all of our heroes. They're representing every branch. So that is such a cool experience. And so many of our heroes are so humble. They're not doing it for this recognition that we're giving them, but they, like, you know, it means so much. So we even have gold Hero Strong business cards. So when we go out and give our hero a business card and say, you can see it's Hero Strong because a thank you is not enough, and it's gold. Why is it gold? Because you heroes are number one. And that's such an honor to say. And then they feel so proud. And obviously, they're not doing it for this, like we said earlier. But that thank you and that love and respect and appreciation is going to stay with them in their hearts and their brain forever. And we're going to give back that purpose. And sometimes you all have these long hours. You have calls that you can never forget. You have things that don't go your way. You have obviously some positive events. But you're our everyday heroes. And we want you all to know, as you all say, we got your six.
David, as you carry out your mission to honor our everyday heroes, whether they be military members, law enforcement, firefighters, medical personnel, teachers, educators, through Heroes Strong, it looks like you all are having a lot of fun doing this as well.
I'm a baseball coach. I actually just became last week the president of Longwood Babe Ruth here in Longwood, Florida. So I'm now really much invested in baseball and softball. And one of the quotes that I always put out there is everything starts and ends with fundamentals. We got to take care of the basics. You have to have fun doing it. And yeah, so we definitely have a lot of fun doing everything that we do.
You mentioned in the last segment that you all are working on getting a website established. I had looked for that before our conversation. I know that people can go on the Facebook page at Heroes Strong and follow through Facebook right now. How do you want people to connect with you, David, if they want to be a part of this effort?
They can go on our Facebook page depending on what you're wanting to do. If you're wanting even a stack of business cards to help us be part of teammates, we have some things that are coming ahead. But go on our Hero Strong Facebook page. You can go Facebook.com, Hero Strong, H-E-R-O-E-S. Some people spell it H-E-R-O-S. That's not right. H-E-R-O-E-S, Strong, and then the number one. So you can find us on Facebook. You can also find us on Instagram. We do a lot of different things there. Like it, send comments. Our heroes are looking at that stuff. We just actually, if you want to nominate a hero, we have Texas Roadhouse has actually raised $1,300 for us. So now we have $1,300 in gift cards we're giving out to our heroes. So last week we actually just launched a mission to get more of our local heroes to have to get a gift for the holidays. So anybody can donate. If you know any local business that want to get involved, you can send us an email directly at herostrong1@gmail.com. So if you all like, I want to learn more about this, you can also, my phone number is 407-492-0524. I'm sure that you can put some of that information out there. You can call me directly. So whatever we can do to get our heroes stronger, that is our number one goal, to be there for them, to love them, appreciate. And if you all have any ideas, you have an organization that wants to partner up, team up, do whatever we can do. Eventually, Hero Strong will have more chapters throughout the nation. We're just getting started, and we're gonna continue to take care of our roots so we can be around forever and ever for our everyday heroes and their family.
Well, I'm very glad, David, that I found you when I did. Since you are all just getting started, I think it's an amazing effort. I even noticed a 7-foot Santa that has decided to be part of Hero Strong and help support this effort. That was pretty cool. Yes. Speaking of somebody that's strong.
Yes, that's what we call that's Santa Strong right there. That's one of the most amazing people in the world. And our home is in the city of Longwood, Seminole County. Florida has been open doors for us. They've been there for us. We are so thankful for all. I mean, we have a whole city behind us, a county behind us. We grow every single day, and that's what we're trying to do, is really build these relationships up so we can continue to do the best for our heroes. So I have to give a huge shout out to the city of Longwood, Florida, all the commissioners, the city manager. They are awesome. We're building out. We're growing as we continue to have these conversations. So please check out our Hero Strong page, invite people to it, share it, so we can continue to build more connections throughout the country, throughout the world. This is not a United States organization. This is a global organization. If you go on our Facebook page, you're going to see our logo. Do you see what our color of the logo is? What color is our logo?
Solid gold.
Gold, baby. Yes, number one. Our heroes are number one. I'm actually wearing my Hero Strong jersey right now. And on the back, our team jersey, it's number one on the back, hashtag Hero Strong. And use the hashtag Hero Strong. And then one thing that I want to share right now. So we also bring with us our fallen heroes. We will never, ever forget our fallen heroes and their families, Gold Star families. Yesterday I was with a sister of a fallen hero, and when they pay the ultimate sacrifice, we will never ever forget you. We will continue to honor you. We will continue to remember you. And we use the hashtag PB&J. Can you remember hashtag PB&J?
I believe I can, David.
So yes, do you think about peanut butter and jelly? And this is the next time you have peanut butter and jelly, you're going to remember our fallen heroes forever and ever. So in 1983, we lost, and I hate that word, and I hate the word hate, but I hate losing, but it's the reality of it, because all we do is win for you heroes. honor you heroes. And in 1983, we lost 241 heroes in the Beirut bombings. And one of our Marine heroes, his sister, Hero Lisa, honors her brother, Hero Mikot, and sent this message to us one day, and we had this conversation. And this is a message that you all will remember forever and ever. Because if you want to live a strong and successful life, no matter what happens in your life, if you live with PB&J, you will always be able to put your best foot forward. And that stands for purpose, balance, and joy. And if you live with purpose, balance, and joy, no matter what happens, you will always win.
Since you brought up Beirut, David, there is a gentleman who is from our area, William Ellis Winter. He was a major in the Marines. He lost his life October 23rd, 1983 in Beirut. I've had his daughter on the show, Amanda Winter Moore, to talk about her father and to honor him. So I certainly appreciate you honoring that particular event as well.
We honor all of you. A thank you is not enough. These people put everything on the line. You, our heroes, put so much on the line. Their families are sitting at home, waiting for them to come home, waiting for their phone call. It's just, it's not fair. We have to do more. And that's what Hero Strong. Hero Strong is going to be the strongest, largest, biggest organization in the world because of who we're honoring. And that is our mission. And it's not going to happen overnight, but with support like you, Hero Mark, support with your podcast, the Mark White Show. It's just, we have to continue to be there for our heroes, no matter what's going on in life.
As I mentioned earlier, there are challenges that come with being a first responder, and sometimes those who serve take their life. A lot of times those who take their lives as first responders aren't recognized in the same way. Do you recognize them as a hero?
Absolutely. I mean, we got to think about how they got there to begin with.
Yes.
All the struggles and the mental side of it, whatever they're going on, and then they decided to serve us. And who knows what their experiences are, whether it was a tragic car accident or a phone call or a fire or the Beirut bombings. I mean, there are everyday heroes, and that's why we always use that hashtag PB&J. So, yes, that's a message from Hero Mikot that we take with us everywhere. But that message is to always remember all of our fallen heroes and our Gold Star families and our fallen heroes. So, yes, every single time we even have our fallen heroes, they can come walk on our gold Hero Strong carpet and be honored and represent our heroes so we can continue to live out our hero's legacy. And now they become a hero legend. So, yeah, absolutely, 100% yes, we will always remember our fallen heroes and their families.
Thank you so much for that, David. I appreciate that. And I have some names that I will be sending your way of those who have served and are no longer with us, but I do want to honor all those who serve as first responders. And we're talking about those in our military. We're talking about law enforcement. We're talking about firefighters. We're talking about medical personnel. We're talking about educators. And David Rubin, again, I appreciate the fact that you have joined me here on the Mark White Show today to share about this fledgling organization that is offering up thank yous to those who have served us, and I appreciate the fact that you have joined me today on the show.
It's an honor, and thank you for your service. Thank you for your selflessness and also being able to step up and have action. We need more action in our world. We need more community. We need more unity. We need more teamwork, and that's how we all get stronger together. So thank you so much for having Hero Strong on your show. It's just, again, it's an honor. And to all of our heroes that are listening right now, we love you all. We appreciate you all. You and your families are why we are Hero Strong. Never, ever forget that. And we'll end with that. Is stay strong, Hero Strong, and always, always, always win.
The Mark White Show's in your corner, David. I am now considering myself part of Hero Strong, and I appreciate your effort, and I do want people to go to the Facebook page, Hero Strong. Again, Heroes is spelled H-E-R-O-E-S, and you can follow on Facebook, and when you get your website up, then we'll share your website. We'll let people know where to go there, and then also, if they want to contact you, the number 407-492-0524, and also that email address one more time that you gave out earlier.
heroesstrong1@gmail.com. And yes, if you ever want, if anybody wants to share a story that we can share through our platform, we actually, I know a couple of our fallen heroes, they've actually reached out to Hero Strong, and we've actually made some posts about that. And then also one of our future goals is to have where people can nominate a hero, share a hero story. So when they go and our website gets launched, we're going to be able to go and read hero stories and really understand why you all are our heroes. Because when you're going out there to keep our community safe, when you're running into a fire, when you're spending all your days and nights doing lesson plans for our future to be smarter, when you're having all the education so you can go deliver that open heart surgery or have people win against cancer, or no, or even if you something doesn't go your way and you're going to continue to persevere, then you know that we got your six.
Excellent. Folks, David Rubin with Heroes Strong. I want you to check this out. We're recognizing difference makers like our heroes. We're recognizing difference makers like David Rubin and his team of people who have decided that they wanted to say thank you to Heroes Strong. They wanted to say thank you to our heroes, and I hope that you will decide to be part of this effort. Here on the Mark White Show, we recognize those difference makers, and I want you to share this show with your friends, your family, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show through Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio for the podcast, and also on social media through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Now that was a great Christmas morning.
Oh, it looks like you have one more gift under the tree, son.
An ultimate roofing system installed by a GAF Master Elite Contractor and a GAF Golden Pledge Warranty?
Keep looking.
Whoa, a 25-year Thompson Roofing Workmanship Warranty backed by GAF? Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me.
Santa?
No, Santa is not really licensed and insured. You can thank Thompson Roofing and Construction. They've been serving North Alabama and South Tennessee communities for years.
Wow.
I just went to 256roofing.com and set up an appointment for a free inspection and quote. Contact Thompson Roofing and Construction today at 256roofing.com. 256-952-3309. Now, did you check your stocking?
Seamless gutters. Thanks, Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good. And-